This is a homebrew podcast.
Yo ho ho, welcome back to Sanity Damage.
I don't know why I turned into Blue from Blue's Clues just then, but, you know, I'm not mad.
What is going on?
We have to find the clues to figure it out.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. I wonder who it's from.
Can anybody in the audience guess what generation we are all from?
Welcome back to Sanity Damage, everyone. While you're guessing our generations, we are going to jump back in to this battle. You have arrived at none other than Lake Sankurying, and you see all of these figures. You see who you can only assume is Sankurying, along with two Mind Flayers. Go ahead and place yourselves down here where I'm indicating.
Pointing.
Yeah.
Whoa.
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 Whoa. Whoa. Whoa. Whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
And let's just jump right into
it. They are doing it.
What?
They're burning the boat.
They're burning the boat. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. So yeah, that's, like, on the other side. Wait, are these elephants here?
What?
Where are these elephants?
Elephants, though. They're
not
dire
elephants?
Wolves.
Oh. I was zoomed out really far, and it looked like a trunk.
I was like, those are...
Oh, that's their tail.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you zoom out...
I see how you thought that.
Sure, yeah, their back legs look like ears. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. I'm not...
No, those are dire wolves.
Dumb. I'm not super dumb, guys.
I said you were.
Yeah, roll initiative, please.
You guys...
Well, what would have happened if we did take that long rest? We would have missed this whole fight.
What the fuck?
Oof. I want to change these dice because it's hard for me to actually read them, but they're just really cool looking.
I see a name there, but it's a typo, right? That's not how you spell Ithilandi Jones.
Oh yeah, my bad.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that's totally not his name. Yeah, that should say it's Landy Jones.
Wow.
At least I'm sticking to the bit, okay?
It's a magic item fire.
Freaking Jones. Come from
Well, so nobody is surprised. They all see you come out of the clearing. You see all of them. Looks like Clacker is gonna go first, right after one of the Mind Flayers. Let me just check.
Wait! I got a nat 20 on my initiative, and I don't know why I'm not on the initiative order, but I should be 23 initiative.
Oh, okay. Roll again and I'll update your number. Yeah, you're not in the initiative order at all. I think that was my bad because I accidentally created a second combat order.
Okay. That's fine. I feel a lot of pressure going first anyways.
Well.
You wanted to.
What are you... Yeah. What would you like to do?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
As the person who goes first.
I didn't want to go first. Could I delay my turn?
You can. You can delay
first.
No, I don't know what I want to do. I don't. How deep is this water? I don't think I can.
Yeah, you can. The water is wadeable where you can kind of see ground under it. And then when it's just blue, you would have to swim. The trees are difficult terrain. The wadeable, like the shallow water, is difficult terrain unless you have a swim speed.
I'm going to use my bonus action starry form because at 10th level, one of them I can hover.
Oh, there
you go. I'm just going to hover across the lake.
Nice.
Is it dragon?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just going to hover with dragon in my starry form.
Awesome. All right.
And I'm going to hover. Yeah, I think it's like, what, 3 feet? Or it's not even like that. It's like a foot off the ground.
Sure, just ignore difficult terrain and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I'm just going to... Oh, wrong measuring tool. What? Can I not? Okay, measure. So I'm just going to go... You know, I'm just going to go hover by these logs.
Okay.
Yeah. And then let's see how far away I am, if I can hit anyone with anything fun. 80 feet, 70. Ugh. I just want to be able to see if I can hit anybody. I'm going to hold. I'm going to end my turn there.
Okay.
Just so you know, you have a fly speed of 20.
Oh, then I'm here.
I mean, you could fly up like whatever height, but
I read it as like you can hover, you can float, and that's just all I
hover is
want.
A mechanic.
Okay, well, I just want to be there. Okay. Okay, is that okay?
I'm sorry, I was just.
Is that okay with you, Pippin?
No.
Just kidding.
No, it's not okay.
It is not okay.
All right, so you've done that. Did you specifically prepare like a ready to action?
I'm just hanging out by these logs.
Okay. Lair action. Yay. That's all that happens. You don't know otherwise what just happened there.
Cool.
I know something happened in my boots.
You know something happened in your bones. It is now this Mind Flayer's turn, and he is going to, with a flick of one of his face tentacles, encase himself and his friend and the boat in a wall of force.
Wow.
Well... How deep's the water again?
Deep enough you would need to swim, except for where you can kind of see the ground under it.
Like, they would need to swim, or me being tall doesn't need to swim?
You would still need to swim.
Dang it.
Except for where you can see the ground.
Dang it.
you can swim. I don't know what the problem is.
There is no problem. I'm just being difficult.
Well, it's your turn now, Clacker.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, perfect. I'm gonna chill touch Sekiryang over. Actually, I think I'm gonna rage first. Let's rage again. All right, bus driver, move that bus. Let's roll the D8. Figure out what we get.
An eight.
Is a bolt of light shoots from your chest. Another creature of your choice that you can see within 30 feet. 30 feet. Oh, until my rage ends, I can use this as a bonus action on the rest of my turn. And any creature within 30 feet must succeed in a con saving throw or take 1d6 radiant damage and be blind until the start of my
Ooh.
Next turn.
We know blindness is effective.
Yeah.
Copy it into the chat. All right. Nothing's really within 30 feet.
Well not this turn.
Well.
Don't hit the wolf friends.
Why wouldn't I hit the wolves?
Wolves are puppies.
Alright. I'm just seeing how close I can get to this thing. Oh, I could actually move right up to it and be within 30 feet. But I wouldn't be able to use it because I already did my rage and I'd have to move.
Yeah, I mean, you could line it up for next round at least.
Yeah. I'll move over here. And actually, before I move there, yes, okay, before I move there, hi. I'm going to, I said hi to Jack, hey, I came back. I'm going to do the chill touch on Sankuriang.
Okay. It's like a 90 foot range, right?
120.
Okay. Oh, nice, you're just barely in range.
I was exactly there, I know. That's, so I was like, before I move, all right, attack. Oh, 18 to hit.
18 against Sankuriang. That hits him.
Yes. 7 necrotic damage.
Nice. He is bloodied.
Bloody? Oh, wow. Okay.
We have already determined that he's evil.
Can't regain hit points until the start of my next turn until the Hankling's.
Wait, we're attacking Sankuriang?
That's what just happened.
Are we not?
You are.
Yeah. I mean, you are currently.
Isn't he who we're here to see?
Yeah, well, his boat.
Why did I get it all mixed up? Oh my gosh.
You would...
Misfire.
I mean, you know he's insane. That's kind of been
that
established.
Okay, he killed his parents. He ate both his parents.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's his parents. Now. I'm moving back over here.
No. You can kill that insane man, I think.
He ate his dad when his dad was a dog, and he ate his mom when she was a bird.
I mean, yar, but the enemy of my mind flayer is my friend.
Exactly.
The mind flayers are currently contained within a wall of force.
Yar, that is disappointing.
That's my turn.
Yar.
What's the range of the wall force? Like, what is that? Is it completely surrounding them?
It is, yeah. I drew an invisible wall, but I realized the problem with it being invisible is you can't see it. So I'm going to draw out a polygon so that you can see where it is.
That is true. I can't see it. These guys suck.
Yeah.
They're burning our boat.
I know.
I need that boat for my armada.
So Sankuriang's on this little island with this elephant wolf friend.
Correct.
Okay. Wolf.
Elephant-sized wolf.
Elephant-sized wolf.
It's not quite elephant-sized, I hope.
Anyone got a dispel magic?
I don't think that works on one of force. I'm not the most schooled in the magic ways, but I do believe that I cannot stop the wall of force. Because I do believe that the only thing that can stop it is out of my reach.
Yeah, I don't think I have anything either.
Nothing physical can pass through it, right?
Nothing physical can pass through it. In one of the interludes, we established that non-physical things, like mental attacks, if you have any of those, can pass through it.
Really?
Yeah.
What a bunch of bugs!
Psychic Lance, I would allow to pass through it. Spirit Guardians, I would not. It depends on kind of
the nature of it.
Yeah, a lot of rule of cool involved in those rulings, but yeah, it depends on the nature of the attack.
So Dispel Magic would not...
Dispel Magic specifically does not dispel the Wall of Force.
Dang it.
I don't know if you can disintegrate things. But that's a pretty powerful spell.
Yeah, disintegrate would instantly destroy the wall.
Disintegrate at this level?
I did not stock it.
I think it's level 7. I think it's out of your repertoire right now anyway.
What am I thinking of? Am I thinking like decay?
But that's still like out of our level.
Yeah.
These mind flayers think they're out of our level, but they're not. They're about to face the wrath of the old.
It's going to be Moriarty's turn right after several freshwater sharks leap out of the water and try to bite Celine.
What?
But she's How? On land water.
But I'm floating.
They're going to swim and they're through the jumping. Shallows.
Yeah.
Wow, and you wanted me to swim in there.
I also was thinking about just taking the shortcut through the water.
Not anymore.
Freshwater sharks? Wait a minute.
Yeah, bull sharks.
Yeah, there are freshwater sharks. They exist. This is a freshwater shark visibility day. Oh, I hate them.
So you didn't notice them from floating up there?
Nah. I was pretty focused on, you know, the fight happening.
Yeah, there was a lot going on.
But apparently they were part of the fight.
How's a crit fail? It breaks a tooth, but it has 300 more.
Hey, save those.
Hey, 14.
Meets it, beats it.
Mm-hmm. 15 piercing damage to you, Celine.
Dang it.
Yeah. Oh, hey guys, I'm here. Don't worry, I'm not forgetting this time. I'm gonna help out.
You're gonna die this time, don't you?
I am not. I've already done that.
I'm okay. Nelson
does sharks. Watch out for the sharks.
I see the sharks. Thanks.
Welcome.
All right. I'll go later. Your turn, Moriarty.
Debating on this action. Moriarty's gonna use the totem to cast haste.
Okay.
And then he's going to move and then attack the first wolf that's in range over here.
No!
He's gonna spear throw.
You just got bit by a shark. You wanna get bit by a wolf next?
Yes!
Well, apparently we have to fight any which way we're going around this place. And I figure Clacker's going that way. He can clear out those. I would rather kill these ones before they get to us.
Understandable.
Moriarty's gonna... Oh, that was almost a crit. 13?
13 on wolf. That's a miss. Just barely.
Okay. And attack again. Pulls it back and flips it out. 14.
That does it, yeah.
Actually, it's 24. Oh, well, rolled okay, a 14.
Okay. 14 would have done it.
For 9 damage, and then I'm going to attack again because I'm hasted.
Okay.
A 28 hits
for
15 damage.
Okay. And anything for Potboy?
Potboy is just gonna hold on to Moriarty for the moment.
All right.
Potboy is just gonna be a good little friend.
Yeah. Nelton is going to follow after Moriarty on an odd and Clacker on an even. Following after Moriarty. I'm coming for you. I'm going to help you. I'm going to triple move so that I keep up with you.
Nielsen,
short little legs.
Nilton, stay behind me.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm already ahead of you now.
Well, I know that. What? By what means do you think that was a good idea?
Well, I'm gonna fight these things.
You can fight them from behind me, my friend.
Huh, okay. Well, next time.
I love the ongoing Nelton arc.
I'm trying to be a hero. One of the wolves is going to bite Nelton.
I know. I don't know why I'm laughing. I don't know why that's so
funny. Poor Nelton.
Hits Nelton. 10 damage to Nelton.
He's really a chihuahua. Like, he's died twice and he's still like, let me at him.
Let me at him. Yeah, right. Did he level? Newton. He leveled up though, right?
What have
he
we
did.
Learned from this
he did
action?
Level up.
Oh, he's gone.
Wait, why did he die?
He's gone.
Why did he die?
I'm dragging him back out so that his health is correctly reflected. Well, sorry, hang on. I'll sort out his health and I'll put him back there on someone else's turn. That would have almost killed him, but that he should be healthier than that now.
Jeez. Oh, Nelton.
And against you, Clacker, we've got another attack. How's... Oh, that was almost a crit. 13 misses.
Yes.
Right? Okay. And that is going to bring us to one of the Illithids, who is just working on burning this boat over here. And then to St. Kyriang. My boy.
Your boy, your murderous boy.
Mm-hmm.
And he uses disintegrate on the wall.
Well, no, actually, I think because Celine mentioned this earlier.
What?
I think he's going to turn into an elephant.
Elephant!
Oh, wow. It's the way it turns.
I love him! I love elephant Sakura Yang.
I hate it.
And it starts plodding through the water.
Wait, he's on Team Mind Flayer?
Yep.
He's coming over to attack Moriarty, it looks like.
He's on Team Clacker, smacked him with a spell.
That's true.
Well, Moriarty, if you look over at him, you can see his eyes look like cuttlefish eyes.
Oh.
Shit.
Oh, boy.
That is, unfortunately, all he can do right now.
Oh, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Pretty unfortunate. So, Jack is up.
Yeah, Jack's gonna shoot up Fireball, as he's one to do.
Oh, that is a good setup for a Fireball, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
It yeah, I guess
all
so.
Four of them.
Right. Dex saves all around.
Let me have Dex saves all around, but I do think that I'm going to. Nah, I'm not going to do that yet. Just Dex saves.
Looks like St. Kyriang's gonna succeed. And the wolves fail. Crit. And I think pass, 19?
Yeah, 19 passes.
Okay, so what was the damage?
21 damage.
Okay. So that is going to kill the one that was attacking Nelton.
Did Nelton die again?
No, I just haven't sorted out his hit points yet.
Oh, okay. He does that sometimes.
Yeah, he has been known to do that. All right. Jack, any movement, bonus actions?
Yeah, I'm gonna move 20 feet down shore a little bit. And that will be all.
Alright. Okay, Nelson's health is accurate now.
Very nice.
Yeah. All right, that
now
brings,
that bite only did like a fifth of his health.
Yeah. Senkuriang is going to use a legendary action because that sounds fun, but it's just going to be to move. Nothing super exciting.
It sounds fun, but it's not.
Yeah. Right. That'll bring us back to Celine.
Oh, does it? Does it? Where the boat is it in the shallow part or the deep part?
The boat is straddling the shallow part. The Mind Flayer side is on the shallow part. The not Mind Flayer side is on the deep part.
Okay. I know I'm gonna get an attack of opportunity, but that's fine. I want to go move to that log.
All right. One sec. It looks like one of the sharks hit you. And then which log? You're just moving.
Yeah, I'm just moving here.
Oh, I see. Okay, up closer to the boat.
Yeah, and then I'll hover like 5 more feet.
All right, 18 damage from that shark.
18 freaking damage?
It's a shark.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, we're not great.
All right.
But we're up.
All right.
It's gonna be the Mind Flayers are preoccupied right now, destroying this boat. But there is going to be a lair action before Clacker's turn, and a lightning bolt flies down out of this supernatural thunderstorm cloud above you. It definitely is reminiscent of Cliffs Bay. Like, the lightning is tinged purple, and this sizzling bolt is going to slam down at Clacker. So can I have a con save from you, Clacker?
I suppose. Ugh. Cool.
All right, so you're gonna take 19 lightning damage from that.
How?
Yeah. And now it's your turn to make up for it.
To make up for it. Thank you so much. I'm gonna use my lightning bolt at the direwolf that's literally right next to me. It's gonna shoot out of my chest. It needs to make a con saving throw. I believe the DC is 14. Let me check my DC.
It's probably gonna pass. That's a 17.
Yeah.
It's half damage though, right?
Is it half damage? Let me read what it says. Until blinded. Nope. It just must succeed.
Oh, that's
or
right. That's
take
right.
Take the damage. Yeah. So it's okay. Not blinded. All right. Well then. Yeah, I'm gonna make a swing. Do I want to do reckless though? That's the question. I think I'm gonna swing reckless. Swing recklessly. Wow, I can't speak. Let's attack that direwolf right there. Attack.
Ooh.
A 1 and a 2.
Ooh. Well, that's a miss.
Wow. Damn. I'll swing again. Recklessly. That's
swing
crazy.
And a miss. Oh, there you go. There you go. That makes up for it.
That makes up
yes,
for it.
Yes, it does. Let me do this. I've got it with my rage modifier. I made the I made a formula for that now too.
Okay.
Crit hit. 29 damage.
Dang, you almost kill it.
Nice.
In one blow.
Oh, I already did my bonus action. I was gonna bite it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my turn.
Alright. Before the hunter sharks, Sankiriang is gonna use another legendary action. This time he's in range to do something cool. So he's gonna charge through the sloggy, muddy water up to Nelton and just whip his trunk around and let Nelton have it.
Nelton.
Yeah, unfortunately. You will also notice that this elephant is moving supernaturally fast. And Nelton takes 25 damage.
No.
As this thing smashes into him.
Oh boy.
I'll stay behind you, Moriarty.
He turns around, there's like a tusk protruding from his stomach.
This was a bad idea.
That looks painful.
It is.
I don't want to be that guy, so I won't say it.
Wow.
But at least we all learn from our mistakes.
Uh-huh.
Incoming
two of the sharks are
going to...
Yeah, two of them are going to circle around and attack Celine again.
How high up is she?
5 feet. Sorry, no, like 8 feet.
Is that how that... Pop out the ability. I'm not sure if you can do anything vertical.
Oh, well, Pippin said I could do things vertical. Speed. Yeah.
Okay.
You are hovering, which means even if you're knocked prone, you still float.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, then they will, in fact, head on over to see if they can... do anything over here. That is it for the sharks, bringing us on to Moriarty.
Oh, de boy. Oh boy. Right. Moriarty's gonna move up to Securing and our boy Nilton, and then he's just gonna lay into Securing.
Okay.
And Pop Boy is gonna pop off after like this, but let's first just do my stuff. Alright. Make sure I target Securing. Alright, let's do this.
Securing the insane elephant.
Save the tusks.
Insane, supernaturally 12? Fast elephant with cuttlefish eyes. A 12 does not quite hit his elephant form. Skin is a little too thick.
All right. And then attack again.
What the fuck?
Wow. What is with these twos? Attack again.
Two. Okay, that hits.
Wow.
So he must have an armor class of 13 then.
Yeah.
Really?
All right, for 11 damage and then bonus action and attack him. Oh, that's not the one I meant to hit. A 15 for...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Max damage, 10.
Yeah, nice.
All right, Anirkin. Please, just don't die, my friend.
All right. Okay.
Do you have anything to maybe... this... get out of the... get away from the elephant. That's all I can say.
Okay.
Direwolves... Wait, where did Nelton go? Oh, because I deleted his token. Okay, well, Nelton is just perpetually going to go right after you. Moriarty. Did you want Pop Boy to do anything?
Pop Boy will... I forgot to put him onto the thing, and Pop Boy
good
will force rend Elefante.
Mm-hmm.
And let me pop away. Target his elephant and horse power. He misses. But right. He tried.
He sure did. The wolves are about to go, but first Sankuriang is going to use this last legendary action and just whirl on Potboy and just stomp down on him.
No, not Potboy.
Woo! 21 to hit Potboy?
It does. Hit Potboy.
Oh my god.
Potboy takes 33 damage.
Wow.
Gets squashed by this elephant.
I mean, dang. Potboy, you're not looking great. He's very dented.
He's very dented.
He got stepped on by an elephant.
That'll buff out.
The first wolf, as it tries to get close, does get.
Of course.
Snack cam.
Actually, no. I'm going to save that.
It's turning.
He can attack.
Oh, he can. Okay.
Sorry. Moriarty's being a good person. Is going to try to make it so Nilton can get away if he can. Oh, wait. Does Nilton go?
Oh, he should, yeah. I think
case,
that misses you, though, right?
Like,
yes, that misses.
Okay. Would you like to attack if Nilton disengages and retreats?
No, I'm going to hold on in case Sankuriang tries to chase.
Okay. And let me check his cunning action. Yeah, disengage. So he does that as a bonus action, so he still makes a dagger attack. Against Sankuriang.
He's just named Illithandy Jones.
And he hits.
Nice word, Nelly.
For a grand total of 13 damage.
Yay, Nilton!
Nice, Nilton.
I did a thing. I hit the broadside of an elephant.
Yay!
You just poisoned for those daggers, Nilton.
Nilton does anything, and we're always like, yeah, good job.
And then the wolf moves. It missed you already, but feel free to do your attack against it.
I think he said he was saving.
Oh, that's right, that's right. In case Sankuriang goes after Nilton. All right, it is Sankuriang's turn, followed by Jack. Sankuriang is going to move directly up to Moriarty, who's already within 10 feet, so I believe he can do that, and try to gore you, Moriarty.
Goriarty.
All right. Well, Popboy is going to deflect attack for disadvantage on it.
Okay. That evens out to neutral because this is an unusually fast elephant.
I don't know what that means, but...
It means exactly what it sounds like.
19. Miss?
Miss.
Yeah, it's Moriarty. Okay. Your turn, Jack.
Well, I'm thinking it's, you know, fireball time again, but I'm going to use my ability to turn it into lightning. I'm just trying to find that ability really quick. It's in here somewhere. Here it is. Greater Improved Storm Chosen. Let me throw it in the chat here. I haven't used it all day, so it's burning a hole in my pocket. You can imbue lightning into one of your attacks. I think that's the right one, right? Yeah. When I force someone to make saving throws, I can change it to lightning and do an additional D8.
Yeah. That's a magic item thing, right? It just happens to work really well with the Storm Cleric Channel Divinity.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm going to upcast a fireball and make it a lightning fireball.
All right, the wolf fails.
No, I'm going to put it right there on all these sharks and the
elephant. Okay. Sharks, I love how that happened right on the end note of the song. That was really cool. All right, well, their dex is the same, so I'm going to count that as two of the sharks failing.
Very well. Well, it's 30 damage. Well, wait, actually. I'm going to get an extra D8 on there. 38 damage.
All right.
Suck on that, sharks.
All of the sharks fail. Sankuriang's dex is way down now, because he's an elephant. I think he still has advantage on dex saves, though. Let me just double check that real quick.
He is a supernaturally fast elephant.
He is a supernaturally fast elephant, that's right. Oh, has advantage on all saving throws. Cool.
Bullshit.
Well, oh, hang on. That was an advantage. One more for good measure. Wow, I'm sorry. That time it was advantage. I'm gonna do it right. There we go. Okay, so a 16 total. I think that does hit, right?
Yeah, 17 is my
save. Yeah, yeah.
So we're looking at 38 lightning damage.
Wow.
And I can use that ability equal to my proficiency bonus. So I got three more of those bad boys locked and loaded.
Yeah.
Oh, I just barely didn't kill all the sharks. Just barely.
Just barely, yeah.
Dang it.
I am trying to remember exactly what our homebrew rules are for lightning with water. Oh, I know it.
I didn't even think about that except outside of the concept of fire not being able to hurt the sharks, but lightning would.
Oh, sure. No, I believe what it was that it increases the area of effect in water, but not the damage, and it decreases the damage of the fire. So I think that's a wash. Sankuriang, I need to make a roll for one of his things real quick, and then we'll be... Nice, okay, that's fun. Back up to Celine.
I am gonna have the most exciting move ever, guys.
Do it.
And that is, I'm gonna double dash to get to the edge of...
Okay.
Oh, man. This thing. I'm just gonna hover.
All right.
That's my whole turn.
Sankuriang's lair. The forest heals him a little bit.
Burn the forest. Burn the forest!
Oh, it doesn't work this time. That's okay.
Yantar's listening.
The mind flare keeps burning the boat. Clacker, you're up.
Oh, hey there. How you doing? I totally forgot before, because I keep forgetting about this. I have that thing where I can, if I take damage or fail a saving throw when I'm raging, I can use my reaction to roll the wild magic table again and then take that effect. Could I do that? Because I took damage.
From the lightning bolt? Yeah, sure.
Okay. Okay, so let's re-roll that D8. and get a two. Okay, so I got the teleport one again. I get that one all the time.
It's your signature, yeah.
I mean, really
it's
is.
A great one.
It's really good. It's just, it's so funny how often I get it.
I still love when you teleported straight up to get the little baby mind flare or beholder thing. That was like
that was
a
so cool.
Smash Bros. Combo.
I'm going to, yeah, just swing away again on this one. Recklessly. Six to hit.
Absolutely.
14 damage. One down. I'm gonna take a lunging step towards. Mm-hmm. Actually, not even a lunging step. I jump and swing my greatsword down on this one. Not like it's. I'm not actually using jump. I'm just, you know.
I'm. Yeah.
Recklessly. 18 to hit.
That gets him.
12 damage. I'm going for that bite. I said I'm going for that bite. Why isn't it doing anything? Okay. use my strength modifiers plus 9. Okay, 26 to hit.
Mm-hmm.
4. Oh, nice. Full damage. Nine damage. Ah, that'll be my turn then.
Alright. The sharks, everyone's on land or out of reach right now, so they're going to spread out away from fireball formation. And then it's going to be Moriarty's turn after a legendary action from Sankiri King.
In my mind, the sharks are just like spazzing out right now. They're just like,
yeah. Yeah, so the lightning bolt, fireball that does lightning damage would have had a wider area, but it wouldn't have gone like off of the water to do that. So it wouldn't have changed the characters that got hit.
But they are conveniently still within double the fireball range. I don't know if you noticed that.
They're, yeah. I mean, yeah. All right, legendary action against Moriarty. It's just going to be a stomp. So hope this misses because it packs a punch. It misses. Your turn, Moriarty.
Nice. Alrighty then. Well, Moriarty is. Let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
Attack.
Let's see it.
16.
16?
That hits.
Hell yeah.
For 10 damage. I'm gonna attack again.
That hits.
12 damage.
Alright.
I'm gonna swing again on him.
Booty smack.
7 damage, and then I'm going to bonus action. Polar Man.
Uh-huh.
Striking with the butt of the fishing pole.
Oh.
Not that time.
That's incredibly unfortunate.
Yeah. Does Potboy want to do anything?
He will attempt to force empowered Rind.
Poor Potboy.
100
It doesn't look like it carried over. It was a 3 on the die, though.
Alright, and that is. I'll just roll it again. A Why is it not showing? Oh, is it because I don't have them selected?
Oh, and I'm... That's... What's his bonus?
His bonus... Nope, it didn't show that. I'm trying to remember what a... It is strength. Here, let me just double check really quick.
Yeah, I'm going to have Nelton make his attack real quick while you're looking that up. I think a 3 on the die is going to miss from Popboy, but it would hit from Moriarty, so... Nelton misses.
Your spell attack modifier.
It's my spell attack?
Yeah.
Okay. So that'd be 5, so...
So 8 total?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So that's a miss. One dire wolf attack against... Moriarty, 1 against Potboy. Against Moriarty, that's a 22.
That misses. I'm hasted.
Okay. Against Potboy, we're looking at a crit fail.
Go, Potboy!
Potboy.
Wow. And against Clacker.
With advantage.
Thank you. Oh,
could be nice. Right.
Yeah. That may have made it a hit. 19?
Yeah, it hits now.
Okay. So
always best to be honest, though.
Yeah. 12 piercing damage and make a strength saving throw. You do have advantage on those because you're raging.
Yes. Isn't it 6 damage then, too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Right, strength saving throw with advantage. 16.
All right, yeah, you're fine. You don't fall over.
I want to use my reaction again now to roll again on the table.
Sure.
I'm going to roll my D8 again. There's no limit on it. I can do it whenever. All right, we got a 3, which is, I didn't prepare this time. I didn't have my list up. Where did you go? Okay, I'm not, 3 is... An intangible spirit which looks like a flump or pixie, your choice, appears within 5 feet of one creature of your choice that you can see within the wolf. At the end of the current turn, the spirit explodes, and each creature within 5 feet of it must succeed on a dexterity saving throw or take 1d6 force damage. Until your rage ends, you can use this effect again, summoning another spirit. Okay, so it's similar to the lightning bolt, but a spirit now.
Yeah, it's like a little bomb.
Yeah.
All right. Unusually fast elephant Sankuriang is attacking. Oh, Moriarty.
No.
Fuck.
Can I silvery barbs at 65 feet?
You're too far away from me to do anything.
I'm sorry, but he does not have advantage because Popboy imposes disadvantage, making it on the dice.
Sankuriang misses with his stomp.
Podboy, bless your soul.
Your turn, Jack.
Well,
do you have any? That would have been like 80 damage.
Oh, I believe it.
Wow.
So you said double the range on Fireball. Fireball's a 20-foot range. So we're looking at all of our shark friends and Sankuriang.
Beautiful. Love to see it.
I know you do. I know it's... and it's, I mean, it's a lightning fireball, too, so...
Right.
Glorious lightning.
Obviously,
fire.
I can't make this circle quite as big as I'd like, but, you know, that's where I center it, and it should hit everybody.
Yeah.
A juice patata.
Little did they know they did not swim far enough.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Look at those dice.
Not the best dice.
That's a lot of dice,
23 damage.
That was a lot of dice.
Kill all of the sharkies.
Yeah, I think even if they... Yeah. Even if they succeed.
No more sharks. Big elephant butt got zapped. I don't know if I dropped him out of it, but...
Takes full damage. So yeah, you 23. Do. You drop him out of it.
Hell yeah, I do. Face us in your true form, you crazy bastard.
Oh, I could have moonbeamed and done that, but I didn't. So thanks, Jack.
Yarr. It's what I do. Shoot lightning fireballs.
All right, that's back to... that's almost back to Celine. Mm-hmm. We're going to have Sankariang do another legendary action here. And he's going to just run up to Moriarty and make just a martial arts attack against him.
Now that'll hit.
All right. And that's going to be 9 bludgeoning damage. And that's all, because it's a legendary action. There'd be other effects on his turn. Your turn, Celine.
Okay, Nathan. I want to do something kind of dumb, maybe.
Okay.
So, I'm reading Wall of Force. It says it can be free-floating or resting on a solid surface. It doesn't say that it can go through a solid surface. So... if I'm assuming the shallow end is resting on the ground, that would mean the deep end I should be able to swim under. Is that correct?
I would allow that, yes. Yes.
Okay, cool. Then I'm going to drop. I'm floating 8 feet up. I'm going to drop a dragon, and I'm going to switch to archer, which would make me plummet into the water.
Just pencil dive. I'm hoping...
yep, deep enough that I can get to the point under and then swim through the wall.
Holy
sure.
Does that make sense?
Yes, yeah. I think you can do that cool. With one move action. You can pop into the inside of it.
Cool. And then I'm gonna use a spell I've been wanting to use for a really, 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 really long time. And that is Insect Plague. On the inside of this thing.
Okay.
Insect plague, pardon?
Insect plague.
Where do the insects come from?
My hand. And I'm gonna just literally in this wall of force.
Fascinating.
Fill it with insects. Okay, so they're gonna have to make a DC 16 con save.
You're not trapped in here with the bow. You're trapped in here with insects.
Like a bunch of mosquitoes.
Insect plague, that's 5th level, right?
Yeah.
Man, alright.
Oof.
Oh, I don't like that. They can negate spells that are 3 or lower.
But it's the 5th level, baby.
The Arcanist can, yeah, but it's 5th level.
Insect play.
Remind me the DC.
16.
Thank you. Alright, the Archaeologist fails, so...
okay, well, it's 22, so half for the... other one, and then I'm also gonna hit that with my starry form.
Damn.
Archer thing.
Some magic arrow just like shoots out of the water at him.
Luminous.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give him one more save because he has magic resistance.
And that was a 3, so he misses.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna go back under the water.
Illithidi Jones is like, why did it have to be mosquitoes?
Okay, he actually does only take half damage because he's got that sweet, sweet magic resistance.
Okay.
I'm on magic resistance.
That ends my turn. I don't like that crit that you just rolled, Nathan.
That was his con save with advantage.
Oh.
Kind of a waste, but whatever. Okay, well, you're inside with them now. Even if you're under the water, they're aware of all of that. Not super happy mm-hmm. with it, so let me figure out exactly what the Arcanist is going to do real quick.
Mm-hmm. And basically, if they end their turn inside that wall of force, Nathan, they are going to take more insect damage.
Right. Yep.
Yep. Uh-huh. Yep.
Did you say you yeah. swam back out?
No, I'm just under the water.
Oh, okay.
It's going to swim down beneath the water with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like for you to make an intelligence saving throw, please, as it emits a mind blast.
Okay. Intelligence save.
Intelligence
Can it be
save.
Wisdom?
It can't be wisdom.
Yeah.
DC 16.
Meets it, beats it, right?
Well, 20 beats it.
Oh, I got a 20. Hell yeah. I must be.
All right. That's all for him then. Oh, hey, and a legendary action from St. Curiang. Or, sorry, a lair action. Also, real quick, point on Insect Plague. Is it on your turn they take the damage, or is it, like, Spirit Guardians, like, on their turn?
It's whenever they enter the area or end... oh, so they have to take it. It's when they end their turn in the radius.
Okay, now, it seems reasonable to me that if they're below the water, then they're safe from
mm-hmm.
it.
I would say that.
Yeah, so he's, like, underwater with you now. Vazix will still take it unless he gets under the water. I'm sorry, not Vazix. Illithandi Jones is gonna take it.
You mean there's no water bugs just trying to bite him?
It does just say a sphere.
I'm just being a butt. Sorry.
Yeah, I think with that, it's either gonna be above the water or below the water.
Below,
like,
the water. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. I kind of just, I'll give you that.
It's just
I do.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. We check.
Are leeches insects?
That's a good question. I know they're invertebrates. I don't know if they're
worms. Are worms insects?
Oh, hey, guess what? With that damage, even though he succeeded his save, the wall of horses down.
Yay!
Worms are not insects.
Yay!
Really?
What aren't insects?
Okay. No, the wall of horses down.
Do I need to roll that insect plague damage again?
No, because he's still below the water with you.
Okay.
Alright, sorry, a lot to manage. Sinkuriang. Let's do another Divine Lightning Bolt, this time at I'll meet him, I feeling. No, he's not a Mind Flayer. He's never met you, he hasn't fought you before, so this Lightning Bolt is gonna be at Moriarty. So that's a con save.
Oh, it's a con save.
Mm-hmm. DC 17.
Darn, I was hoping it was like, I'm hasted, I have dex.
Sure.
Ooh, 10.
Alright, that's going to be the full 19 damage, and you'll need to make a con save for your concentration. That'll bring us to Clacker.
Oh, hey there. I'm going to swing away, I think, again. This direwolf, maybe. Yeah, I'm going to, absolutely. Recklessly, as always.
Mm-hmm.
Boop, boop. 18.
dexterity past his concentration.
Four, okay. 9 damage. Oh, 12 damage. It didn't add my rage damage.
Oh, nice.
Another swing. Recklessly. 4, 20.
For a hit?
Okay. Yes. Now I got the right mod. All right. 17 damage.
And that does it. Yeah, it's down.
Nice.
Then I will go for a little swim. I'm going to start moving over towards Celine. Oh, I can't go for a swim yet. I'm just going to be right on the edge of the water. Just okay. Here, ready to dive in.
All right.
Now it's my turn. Or wait, actually,
Moriarty.
Is it within? Oh, it's not within 30 feet. Just kidding. That's my turn.
Okay. Right after one more legendary action attack, it'll be your turn. Actually, because it'll be funny, he's going to poison spray you. So that's another con save.
Oh.
See how you like it.
Me?
I don't think I ever did this to anybody. What's the save?
What is the save? 17.
Alright, I fail.
Dang.
24 acid damage to you, my friend.
Damn.
And now it's your turn.
Alright, well. Moriarty's not going to like that at all, so he is going to target Skiryang, and he's going to beat him down into submission. Yes, he is.
Nice. Oh my god.
I said it, didn't I? Did it. 34 damage. God.
34 damage.
Jeez Louise.
All right.
Wow.
Is he still up?
Really?
Yeah, he's still up.
All right.
Kill.
Do it again.
Same carrying.
Come on. Oh. Right. Just a 17.
That hits. Yeah.
I think he's going down.
For max damage for 16.
Okay.
Still up. All right. Let's do it again. 16 for normal.
Mm-hmm.
For 15 okay. Damage.
All right.
He's still up.
All right, we'll do a... Nope, I did not mean to do that again. Took the wrong one.
We really gonna kill this legendary...
Oh, after what he's done to me, I am. 19.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. For max damage for 10?
Man. Okay.
Is he down?
No, he's not.
Oh, well, this is where Moriarty tells you that he's going to action surge.
What?
What?
Yes. Moriarty is going to action surge. You done fucked up, boyo.
That hits...
For 9.
Okay.
Is he still up?
He's still up.
Still up.
All right. Just a couple more attacks to go through. 16 to hit.
Meets it, beats it.
Woo!
For 11.
Okay, still up.
Hey, Mitch, life to you, good boy.
He's an archdruid. He's got a lot of life.
Yeah, he's long lived. He's like thousands of years old.
He's
been eating his own mother's heart and stuff.
For 14. Easy.
You're the one that told me the story.
You stopped targeting him on that 14, but that does it.
Woo!
All right.
Wow.
Just killed
there goes my plans for his next turn.
I was just happy with him just attacking me like that. All right. How many attacks were there?
Should we reincarnate him?
Wait. He's got that sweet, sweet foresight going on, so I'm gonna need those with disadvantage.
Aw, man.
I'm not gonna worry about if you hit or miss with anything, but if you get crit fails, I'm giving him some health back. That's all I'm looking for.
Alright. So I need 60/20s.
Yeah. You can just roll 60/20, and if he gets ones, then... Or if you get ones, right, then I'll give him health back.
I'll roll 5 more, so that's a 20 to hit.
Yeah.
Would that negate the crit, though?
Well, right. I didn't see any ones in there.
No.
It would have negated the crit, but you've got your bonus action, like, butt of spear attack anyway, so...
Mm-hmm.
He's down with change. He's gonna stay down. Man.
Right. But
you know what legendary resistance doesn't resist? A fishing pole.
And Potboy, you're right there. You can't get away. Just punch a wolf. Oh, Potboy. Nope.
10 from Potboy.
10 to hit.
10 misses.
It's okay.
Hell, I'm impressed.
Moriarty is going to... What's 14 for?
That's Nelton. Sorry, I thought you were done.
Oh. I was just going to... No, I'll stay where I'm at.
Alright.
That is Moriarty.
As I hit it!
Yay! Yay, Nelton! Good job, Nelton!
You did it, buddy.
He hits Sankurian as he's going down and kill steals.
Oh my god.
No, he hits a wolf.
He levels up again.
Right. All the XP is mine.
You have to share it.
Alright, dire wolves, they're gonna gang up on Potboy. Because they'll have advantage that way.
Alright, well.
That's a crit.
The lower HP one, Moriarty's going to attack.
Okay.
When he attacks Potboy.
What happens if Potboy dies?
He goes down.
Okay.
Moriarty can repair him.
You can repair them. But they're never quite the same.
17.
That hits.
For 11 damage.
Alright, still up, so it's still a hit. Would it have been a hit anyway? How is that interrupted, or is that in reaction?
I just got a react in. Okay. I mean, unless he had to move to hit it.
Where'd the damage go on that?
I saw 10.
Okay. Plus the crit damage. That's, 25 damage.
Potboy does, in fact, go down.
Alright, so the second wolf is gonna attack Moriarty.
Now it shows up for some pirate rain. What are you doing that for?
12 misses Moriarty.
Yes.
Does Potboy make a reactive rend as he goes down? Is that what you're doing?
I mean, if that was allowed, I will.
if that's a feature, then I'll allow it.
No. But... I thought you were just rule cooling Potboy here.
No.
Potboy with his last breath.
Right. And we determined the insect plague is at the end of the turn, right?
Yes.
Okay. So Vazix, Ilithandi Jones is just going to retreat into the woods.
Okay. He's out of it then.
And that'll bring us down to Jack. I'm gonna do death saves for Sankurian. My boy's unconscious. Alright, your turn, Jack.
question. Does our death method, like, apply to Sankuriang? Like, what he?
Yeah,
no,
I was just gonna ask
No, I was thinking about that, but that'll skew too heavily against you guys in the long run, so.
Got it. Okay.
Aw, thanks, Nathan.
Yeah, it's very considerate.
Yeah. I reserve the right to change that on, like, massive BBEGs, but for
oh,
now we're
of
not
course.
Yeah.
Jack will advance. And this guy's underwater. Can I still see him?
You can. You can see him, but attack rolls against him would have disadvantage from, like, the light refraction and whatnot.
Sure. I was thinking of a good old-fashioned Yold Psychic Lance.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
He does have magic resistance, I realize.
Mm-hmm.
And he's an Illithid, so he's probably got pretty high intelligence.
Well, I mean, he's immune to both psychic and being stunned.
Oh, really?
He's a Illithid.
Yeah. Illithids, man.
See, he debated you earlier when he said psychic lance would work.
Yeah, get in your head.
Mm-hmm. Big debate. How dare you do that? No.
All right. Well, I guess I wasted my turn.
Do you have inspiration?
No.
Yold will throw you a bone with inspiration, but yeah, you wasted your turn. You wasted your spell slot.
A pity inspiration.
Yeah.
Yold, it's like you're trying. I'm gonna pour my last energy into you.
See, I told you. I told you, Cody. Oh.
Your turn, Celine.
We still under the water. We having an underwater fight.
Yeah, underwater fight.
Darling,
well,
it's better.
I'm only gets better. I'm gonna poison spray my dude under the water.
Okay.
Yeah, no, this is the target. I don't... Foundry's being weird right now. It says, Celine, the Star Child's target is only 45 and your range is 10, but I want to hit this guy right in front of me.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there.
I don't know what's going on. I broke it. I broke Foundry, y'all. Let me just, like, click. See if I can do it now. No. Okay. So he's gonna need to make a DC 16 con save, and I'll just roll the physical damage.
All right. He's got advantage on this because it's magic.
Okay.
That's a success.
Okay, never mind. I am gonna archer him as my bonus action.
Okay.
And where's the chat log? Okay. Okay. Okay, we can do this. I don't know why Foundry hates me right now. I'm going to do slash roll d20. 15 hit?
15 does.
Cool. What's my damage output for that? One second. Sorry, I am not prepared. I am never prepared. 1d8 plus my wisdom modifier, which is 4. D8
slash R. Nope, not R slash.
Yeah, Nathan hates it when we don't get this right. So that's six whole damage.
All right,
and I'm gonna swim to this log on this end, still being under
Accepting
the water, so I don't.
An opportunity attack.
Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
Oh, that was almost a crit. 16?
Yeah, I know. It doesn't hit.
Wait, I thought your AC was 14.
Yeah, is that not... Oh, let's make that... Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take the damage.
Okay.
Oh, 14... that's a lot of damage.
14 damage.
Okay.
And it looks like he might have been a little bit vampiric and regained that health too.
Okay. Vampire mind flare over here. If I could get some backup, thank you, and dunk my head back under the water.
It's gonna swim after you, also staying under the water, and it liked that, so it's gonna make a couple more of those attacks. That's a 18 against AC. And a crit.
That crit's gonna become a nat one.
Your portents.
That was my last portent, which I was saving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
15 more damage.
Okay. Okay. Does he need to stick up his head to get air or something?
No, he's amphibious. My flares are amphibious.
Damn it!
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll bring us over to Clacker.
Hi.
Hey. How's it going? How's the weather?
Oh, it's gonna be real wet for me in a second, because
moved. It's already rainy. All of you are soaked.
He just moved within my range now, because my swim speed is the same as my regular speed. Oh, he's right there. So I'm gonna attack him with my greatsword recklessly. Underwater. What was that? Oh, that's the rain. I'm like, what are you doing? let's go. Oh, I didn't target him. Okay, 22 to hit.
Yes.
4. Boom. 15 damage. I didn't do the +3 to that one. We're attacking once again under the water. Recklessly. 4. 18 to hit.
That does.
Alright. 18 damage.
Nice.
I'm gonna bite. Recklessly. Nice. 22 to hit.
Mm-hmm.
Should have a +3 as well, but it's gonna be 10 damage.
It did 7 automatically, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do 3 more.
That's my turn then.
Alright. I think that's Moriarty next. Yep.
Alright. Moriarty's going to target Wolf, and then he's going to swing away. For 12? Does a 12 hit?
Not quite, no. 13.
Alright, he swings again. And he crits!
Yeah.
Nice!
That's it for the wolf.
Dead.
And then he will swing on the second wolf.
Stop it! He's already
dead. Wait,
does
the wolf get death saving throws?
No.
Get the teeth.
8 damage. All right.
Yeah. That's it for the pack.
And Moriarty will...
Man, that action surge screwed me over. I forgot to do that.
Yeah.
I had an 8th level heal spell lined up. It would have been 90 more health back to St. Kyriang. He was going to do that, and then Wild Shape again, because his Wild Shape had also recharged.
Wow.
I'm really glad that didn't happen.
I am too, so I guess.
Well, I was debating going for the wall or going for a greater restoration on Sinkiring, and I just wanted to use those bugs really bad.
Yeah, greater resto would have snapped him out of it, but I mean, he's still a lunatic in his own right, but he wouldn't have been on Team Mind Flayer anymore.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right, so I moved 10 feet, and now I still have 50. Wait, I don't know how to math that. I have a 60-foot swim speed. 10 feet of non-swim speed. So.
Okay, so now you've got 50 feet of swim speed.
Okay. And then because I'm hasted, double that.
That's a fast swimmer.
He's hasted.
Zip across the lake.
Hasted.
Yeah. You leave like a trail of bubbles behind you, like in Aquaman.
Yeah, little do we know that before Mario already got his fishing pole, he used to literally just chase down the fish.
He used to be a fish. In a past life.
On the moon. Yep.
That'll be his turn.
All right.
I learned my swim skills from my wife, the mermaid.
Exactly. There you go. Illithandi Jones steeples his fingers and then clutches his hands into a fist as the last remaining bits of the boat explode in flame.
That's rude, Illithandi Jones.
Yeah.
So it's done for?
The boat is done for.
The boat's gone.
Boat's gone.
Well, shit.
I don't know about any of you, but I did not have a method to undo the burning.
I can't remember.
It is your turn,
Jack.
You feel a tremendous rend in your soul. But it is your turn. An enormous billowing cloud of purple smoke laced through with red and purple lightning spews up from the remains of the boat. The thunderstorm immediately intensifies. The wind grows prickly on your skin, like radioactive. The clouds overhead are black with violent violet streaks through them.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'll try to cast Spirit Guardians.
All of your casting is still successful.
All right. I meant to upcast that.
Ooh, what is happening? It's like a rave.
And as a bonus action, I will fly forward 20 feet with my magic, my tempestuous magics. And then I'll swim 30 feet. Oh, I'm just out of range. But yeah. That's my turn.
All right. That brings us back to Celine. Celine, as this... Well, you're still underwater, actually, so never mind.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to drop Spirit Guardians. I'm going to change to Chalice. I'm going to pop my head up.
I'm sorry, do you mean drop... You said drop Spirit Guardians. Do you mean Insect Plague?
Yeah, I mean Insect Plague.
Okay.
And then I'm going to cast Cure Wounds on myself at third level. And then give myself that little extra bump from my starry form. And that's my turn. Because I don't know what to do now that the boat's gone.
All right. That'll bring us to the Mind Flayer, who is surrounded and, I believe, not very healthy. Yeah, not looking good. So... let's figure this out. He is going to... he's going to have to. He's going to plane shift out of there.
That's just an ability he has, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's innate spellcasting. You can counterspell it if you want to.
I would. But I'm sure he can counterspell my counterspell.
Can I do? He does have that negate spell reaction.
Oh, yeah.
I can't use dispel as a reaction, right?
No.
Yeah,
dispel magic would be like for, I mean, not for Wall of Force specifically, but for that kind of ongoing spell.
Well, if he uses his reaction to negate your counter spell, I could use my counter spell.
Yeah, we can do a chain of that.
Yeah, I would then. I would do that.
All right, first from Jack, I'm gonna need a spell ability check to see if you're able to counter his spell, because it's a 7th level spell.
It's an arcana check?
Or a... Yeah. Sorry, no, just like a spell attack roll. DC 18. I'm sorry, 17, not 18. Nice. Okay, yeah. So yeah, then he uses his reaction to cancel that. So Clacker, feel free.
So counterspell. Come on, counterspell. Oh my gosh, because it's a magic item thing, it's not letting me use it. You have no third level spell slots to cast it. Cast it. Wow. So it just didn't roll. Okay.
Yeah, technically I think I'm actually out of spell slots too, but I would use a
totem.
No way. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Clacker, I'll need a charisma's your highest ability score, right, for mental stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless
so I'll need
constitution counts.
It does not.
Yeah.
Gonna need a charisma check with proficiency.
Ooh, with proficiency.
Looking for 17 or higher to keep him here.
Oh, 17. Oh boy. I'll do this one. I'll use my inspiration for this one.
All right.
15.
Oh,
you didn't.
No.
You didn't add anything, though, did you?
I have my charisma's 10.
But your proficiency?
Proficiency. I don't have any proficiency in charisma.
No, like add your proficiency.
Oh! 19.
All right, he's still here. He's here. That's his turn. That brings us to Clacker.
Oh boy. So, should I kill him? Do we want to try to? We can't get any information from him. I'm gonna kill this.
No, I don't.
I'm targeting myself. I'm targeting myself.
Stop hitting yourself. Stop hitting yourself.
Right? Let's do great sword attack recklessly. 23 to hit.
Absolutely.
16 damage.
OK.
or attack me again recklessly.
Mm-hmm, that hits.
27 to hit. 13 damage.
All right, he's not looking good. Blood in the water.
Fighting recklessly. Oh, 19. And then this will have plus three. Let's see if this plus three works here.
Yeah, I mean, it still hits.
Yeah, that worked. Okay,
oh, he's looking so bad, but he is still alive.
Ah!
If you zoom way in, you can see the sliver of health.
Yeah.
Dang
yeah, you
it,
can.
I wanted to do it. Nelton, kill steal this one too.
Right. Oh, I forgot Nelton last time. He's dog paddling after Moriarty.
Our chihuahua, I told you.
Mm-hmm. Moriarty, speaking of, it's your turn.
Do you guys got this one?
Oh yeah, I think so. Well, I mean, if it doesn't try to get away again, we have to at least hit it one more time.
I think Jack has to just walk near it.
Right.
All right. And then dang it, you're right. Will... All right. That's 20, so that's... And then another 20 out of my 60 swim speed, which is deload, so really I just move 20 out of 60, and then I should have enough to run up to Elithiandi Jones.
Because your normal walking speed is also doubled, right, because of haste?
Yep.
Yeah, okay, I think so.
All right, then. And then Moriarty is going to be like, oh, you're going nowhere. And let's hope he's right about this.
I certainly hope so.
A 17?
That's going to hit him.
Oh, well, that's some piddly damage right there. All right, attack him again.
That hits.
For 16
damage. Okay.
And then a bonus action attack. Actually, I get one more regular attack, but.
Because you're hasted.
Is that hit? D4 bonus action attack.
Don't do it, Pippin.
For 8.
Okay.
And then he is going to do it. Does a 14 hit?
14 does not hit.
I was like, he's going to be so happy. Unless somebody has a way of making that hit, like boosting my attack roll or something.
Oh, I have blast. No, I'm kidding.
Still not a reaction, even if you did. Is that it for Moriarty?
That would be it for Moriarty.
All right, then... Illithandi Jones is going to look at you, Moriarty, and say, oh, you're going far away from here. I really hope that this works, but I don't think it's going to. I need you to make an intelligence saving throw, I think. Yeah, intelligence saving throw.
Are you trying to steal me?
I'm not trying to steal you. I'm trying to feeble mind you.
All right. Oh.
Oh, boys.
You botched.
Moriarty.
Mm-hmm.
Your intellect is just gone.
Mm-hmm.
That's 12 psychic damage. Your intelligence and charisma scores become 1. You can't cast spells, activate magic items, understand language, or can communicate in any intelligible way. You can still identify your friends, follow them, and protect them. And you can repeat the saving throw at the end of every 30 days, or I suppose when Celine and Jack take a rest and prepare greater restoration. But until that spell is prepared, your intelligence is that of an animal.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Your turn, Jack.
Yeah, I'll take a step forward.
No, you won't. You're too feeble-minded.
Womp womp. Nice.
All right, that other mind flayer dies.
Yay!
As he goes down, though, he says, "My purpose has been fulfilled."
Fuck. Yeah, I'll take another. I'll swim the rest of the way forward, and I'm out of spell slots. So I'm gonna firebolt Illith Andy Jones here.
Eighteen hits him. Mm-hmm. Ooh, good damage.
Ooh.
18 damage. And then I'm gonna quicken another firebolt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got him. And he goes down. How do you do it?
Yeah, I see him zap Moriarty's intelligence away, and I just swim forward, and as I, like, walk out onto the shoreline here, I just flick a lightning firebolt at him with one hand, and then flick a lightning firebolt at him with the other hand. But it's too late. I'm, like, literally standing on the ashes of the boat.
Yeah. Are we still in initiative?
You're no longer in initiative, but the storm is still raging.
Yeah, I'm going to run up to Moriarty. And I'm going to grab him. Like, both of his... I'm going to grab his face in my hands, and I'm going to say... I prefer you this way. And also stop calling me a hag. And I'm going to cast Greater Restoration. Because I do have it prepped.
Nice.
I was hoping he would communicate with us like Donnie from the Wild Thornberries. Yabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba.
Do you know how hard that would be to try to do a Moriarty, Donnie?
Yeah, that's why I was hoping to hear it.
Okay, great at restorating Moriarty.
Nelton finally dog paddles his way across the lake.
Oh, hey.
I'm here. Where's the bad guys?
I just killed him.
Moriarty's just going to be rubbing his forehead and be like, I don't know.
This is not good.
No. And Slingin's gonna just lay straight on her back, exhausted, hurt, looking at the colors. Where do we go from here?
Well, we gotta keep going after these magic items. Use your divination, find out what's next. We'll pull out the map and find out where the closest one is.
Yeah.
We can't just roll over because they destroyed one boat. And yes, it was an all-powerful magic boat that was just one piece of several things that go together to create the thing that saves the world. But we only need that thing if they start to wake up the sixth-dimensional being that controls the place. If we don't ever let that happen... We don't need the boat. So it's not over yet.
Well, on that
note...
You guys
look pretty sad. My speech didn't fire you up?
No, it was actually...
I don't...
Just...
I...
P- Pippin was inspired by your speech in the music.
It was, yeah,
the music isn't helping anything.
It was very somber speech and a somber song, and I was like, dude.
Yeah.
I was also like, doing I don't think you have the, yeah, the feet that might go along with an inspiring speech.
How dare you? I have 20 goddamn charisma.
I'm pretty inspired, Beck. I really am, gotta say. On that note, we'll figure out what you do and where you go in 2 weeks, which will be in 2024. So, fans, listeners, viewers, thank you so much for transitioning from podcast to live stream with us over this year. It has been an awesome journey. Really grateful for all of you. Hope you all have a wonderful and a happy holiday, uplifted by Jack's speech and by the true treasure, which is your friends and family that you've made along the way, of course. And so this has been Sanity Damage, to whom the sea belongs. Thank you all so much for joining us on this epic voyage. We'd love to hear from you. Over the holidays, we probably will be a little bit quieter because we'll be doing our own things, but still pop in on Discord and say hi. We will be sure to check a few times over the holidays. So we're excited to see you there. Go to linktree.com/sanitydamage for links to all of that fun stuff. If you are so inclined, please go to Patreon and check out our offerings there. Starting at $2 a month, you can get fun monthly PDFs that are like character modules that show the stats of the characters, some of the backstories of the characters. This month's was Roger Sacco from the Homebrew Podcast. Coming up pretty soon, we're going to have another Sanity Damage character, so get excited for that. This show is a Homebrew live stream. Our dice sponsor is FanRoll Dice, so get amazing dice and dice accessories at FanRollDice.com and use coupon code HOMEBREW for 10% off anything on the website. That is FanRollDice.com. And another reminder to go check out the Cryptid Creator Corner from Comic Book Yeti. That's an award-winning comics interview podcast, releases twice a week, so definitely go give them a listen. That is a ton of fun. To Whom the Sea Belongs is a campaign dedicated to Brandon, whom we hold in loving memory. And To Whom the Sea Belongs is a Sanity Damage campaign set in the Kaleidosphere. Join us next time for a new year and a new quest.
Bye.